King's Shilling, British Military Quartet, Book 2. Written by Mike Lunnan Wood and read by John Telfer.
Forward. I discovered Mike Lunnan Wood's writing the old-fashioned way. In Edinburgh, for the Fringe Festival, I was browsing in Waterstone's bookshop on Prince's Street when a single, spine-out copy of King's Shilling, the second book in Mike's British Military Quartet, caught my eye. I'm not sure why. At that point, I wasn't familiar with the phrase Mike had chosen to use for his title. I think perhaps I was simply curious, drawn to a book wearing the colophon of publisher HarperCollins, the company at which I'd begun my career in publishing. But as soon as I pulled it off the shelf, I knew it was the book for me. An adventure thriller about British air, land and naval forces acting alone in the face of overwhelming odds to resolve a crisis in West Africa. It could have been written especially for me. Just to reinforce its credentials, Mike shared a publisher with both Tom Clancy and Dale Brown. HarperCollins was home to both The Hunt for Red October and The Flight of the Old Dog, a pair of old favourites. So, expectations, or at least hopes, were high, and King's Shilling exceeded them. In Mike Lunnan Wood, I discovered a top-drawer thriller writer whose research was outstanding, but who at the same time wore it lightly. His knowledge enhanced and enriched his page-turning plot rather than burdening it. But it was his characters that really shone. Here was a writer that seemed to perfectly capture the spirit, humour, camaraderie and ingenuity of Britain's fighting men and women, and their courage. As well as action and high-stakes tension, King's Shilling also had heart and soul. I hungrily tracked down Mike's other books, starting with his gripping rescue-at-sea thriller Let Not the Deep, in which lifeboatmen work hand-in-hand with the military to save the lives of those on board a stricken freighter drifting in an Atlantic storm. Next was Long Reach, a thrilling adventure story that saw a hastily reinforced detachment of British troops defend Belize from attack by neighbouring Guatemala. And finally, after having to wait long enough for Mike to actually write it, was Congo Blue, first published as Heraklion Blue, that saw a small unit of Royal Marines stranded and forced to try to fight their way back to their ship through an African civil war. All displayed the same assurance, craft and empathy for British forces that had been so evident in King's Shilling. They were all outstanding military adventure thrillers deserving of the widest possible readership. Anyone who loved books like Bravo 2-0, Sniper 1, Apache, 3-Para, Tornado Down, my own Vulcan 607, or classic war movies like The Guns of Navarone or Where Eagles Dare will find much to enjoy in Mike's books. If you're like me, you'll jump on them, both grateful that they've been written and wondering how it is that you'd never come across them before. I had hoped that Mike and I might work together. We met and talked about the possibility of collaborating and even attended meetings at the Ministry of Defence in pursuit of this. Sadly, it wasn't to be. Unable to quite find the right project with me, Mike continued work on a new novel set in Zimbabwe, the country of his birth. About a year later, I received an email from a colleague of his informing me that, tragically, he'd been lost to cancer. Mike had many more books to write, which we will never now have the chance to enjoy. But he left behind half a dozen exceptional thrillers and military adventures, and we should be grateful for them. No one else came close to doing what Mike did with anything like the same feel and understanding for the world he wrote about. When I first discovered Mike's writing, I felt as if I'd finally found the author I'd spent a long time looking for. I hope you'll feel the same way. Roland White, 2016.